Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The prophet Jeremiah, chapter 28, verses 8 and 9. From early times, the prophets who preceded you and me have prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true. Many people associate the word prophet with two words, doom and gloom. Sometimes, when they read the Old Testament part of the Bible, they ask, why is there so much doom and gloom? Why did the prophets always seem to be harping on the people and speaking of awful things that were coming? The time of the Old Testament, before Jesus came, was not all doom and gloom. But it is true that often when God sent special prophets or messengers to the people, it was with a message that warned of coming doom and gloom. That is what the prophet Jeremiah was talking about to a fellow prophet, really a false prophet named Hananiah. As he spoke to Hananiah, Jeremiah was telling the people that they'd be spending many years away from their homeland in captivity in Babylon. Hananiah said, no, it will be only 2 years. Then everything will be fine again. Jeremiah responded, essentially, we'll see if this peaceful promise of yours comes true, but I'm not counting on it. The Lord revealed to Jeremiah that Hananiah was speaking a lie. His prediction would not come true. Instead, the people would suffer a long exile from their land under foreign domination. What is the reason for the doom and gloom throughout history? It is human sin. When people turn their back on their Creator, they can and should expect doom and gloom. When the people of Judah turned their back on the Lord, He sent prophets to warn them of the destruction they were bringing on themselves. He sent wars and plagues to wake up His spiritually slumbering people. He wanted to call them back to Himself. God acted always that they might see more clearly their need for saving, always that they might turn to Him for forgiveness and life, always that they might focus on the one prophet who could truly prophesy true and lasting peace. He is the one Jeremiah speaks of later in his book. He is the one we know as Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. He is the peacemaking Savior who brought peace to the world by taking away the sin that causes God's anger. He is the peace-speaking prophet that we can truly trust. We have the prophet who has made peace for us with God. We have Jesus who has removed our eternal doom and gloom. In Him, we have peace and life, now and always. Lord God, we know that our sinfulness has only earned for us doom and gloom. We thank You, though, that You have had mercy on us and sent Your Son, Jesus, to take on Himself the doom and gloom we deserved. We thank You for graciously fulfilling Your promise to send the peacemaking Savior from sin. In His name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.